Hello and welcome to She Talks, the radio show making a difference in communication. So get in on the conversation. I'm your host, Ruby Johnson, the Lady Tuesday of Real Talk. Y'all ready to get real? Well, I am. So let's get this show started. We have with us today Mr. Clifford L. Johnson. He's an actor, producer, director, and a travel coordinator for Being Mary Jane. This man wears many different hats. Now, you're going to have to stay tuned to find out just what hats Clifford is wearing these days and the details around each of those hats. But we'll be right back after this commercial break. It's going to be a very, very short commercial break. So don't get up. No bathroom runs. No nothing. No subs. No nothing. Just we'll be right back.
Have you ever felt stuck in a toxic situation? Felt like you just couldn't leave? Well, you need to get your ticket out. Come and see the Centralia Experience, the phenomenal stage play sweeping the nation, written and directed by Tico Trent, starring Gary Little G. Jenkins from the R&B group Silk and Grammy-nominated gospel artist Vicky Winans. Get your ticket out. Come out to the production that's going to happen on October the 15th in Youngstown, Ohio at the Powers Auditorium. For more information, Google Gospel Productions. That's G-O-S-S-P-A Productions.
Hello, if you've just joined us, you listen to She Talk Radio. Get in on the conversation. Guys, if you've just joined us, I have Clifford L. Johnson with us on She Talk Radio, the famous Clifford L. Johnson. How are you today? How are you? I'm speaking things into existence because I believe that you are reaching that point where everybody, you're going to be like the guy on Cheers when he walked into the place and everybody knew his name. When he walked into the bar, everybody knew his name. Everybody's going to know your name. You know? So.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate that.
How, can't you see it? Can't you see that happening?
I sure can.
Okay, you're a visionary. You're supposed to see those things. So,
oh,
how
yeah.
are
all
you
that.
Today?
You got to have that vision.
Yes, you do. You got it. How are you today?
I am very, very well. How about yourself?
Good. I'm pretty good these days. I got some things going on. Not nearly as many things as you got going on, but we're going to talk about that further down. I'd like for you to briefly introduce yourself to our listeners.
Okay, well, my name is Clifford L. Johnson. What up to everybody out there on She Talk Radio? How y'all doing? I am an actor, producer, director, editor. I'm a production coordinator. I work in television and film. I do music. I do pretty much, like, everything that you can think of in entertainment, I've probably done or thought about doing. It's kind of crazy.
Well, that's I see. That's why I came up with that title. We're going to be exploring your travels through entertainment to, you know, let our listeners know everything. Well, not everything. We're not going to get too detailed with you, but we're going to basically traverse some of the areas in which you've done some work in, which you just briefly introduced. Now, you're not from the ATL. You're from Detroit.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm from Inkster,
look, I'm taking off
Michigan.
Points from you because you're not from the ATL.
Don't.
But
why you got to take points away though?
I'm playing. I'm playing.
That's hate.
I take
That's
off
hate.
Points from guys when they tell me they are from the ATL. To tell you the truth.
No, not me.
Okay.
I'm from Inkster, Michigan. It's right outside Detroit. But for everybody else, might as well say Detroit. So what up, though?
So, yeah. So Why Atlanta? Why did you choose Atlanta? Coming from Detroit, you could have chosen a few other cities. Why Atlanta?
Well, ATL is this Hollywood South right now, Black Hollywood. And I've been wanting to be in the television and film industry since I was a kid. So this is kind of the happy medium for me right now to get there before making that journey to L.A. and back.
Okay. All right. So what about New York?
I don't know. I've been to New York a few times, but it didn't hit me the way L.A. did. When I went to L.A., just waking up every day at 6 o'clock in the morning, just popping up, sun, beautiful, beaches, beautiful. There's just something about being out there.
I know. I spent some time there myself. I got hooked. I mean, the weather is just always beautiful, you know?
I know.
Yeah, but it's not true.
I was there out on the beach last year in, like, November.
It does rain in Southern California, so that's not true. That song that says it never rains in Southern California, it does rain.
Yeah.
However,
it rains in Southern California like it snows in Atlanta.
Yeah. Well, we're actually getting ready to go back pretty soon, not to live, but to visit. Do you remember where we met? The first time.
We met on the set of Fresh Territory.
Yes. Yes, we did.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
And I had a blast.
I want to give you your props on your acting skills. Because
you
were so good. In fact, when I came on the set, you know I knew my lines. I did know my lines already. But you know what distracted me? Let me tell you what distracted me. You were so good. Instead of me focusing on, you know, my facial expression and the overall look that I was supposed to be portraying, whenever you spoke, I was like, damn, he good, you know? And so I lost my train of thought because you distracted me to that degree. And I'm over there. I'm supposed to be acting, but I'm admiring your skills.
So basically what you're saying is when you saw me, I took your breath away.
Oh, okay.
It's okay, right. Rudy. You can tell.
Look, here's the thing. I got to tell you, I was impressed. I did not expect that level of skills. I just didn't. You know, I have been on sets where, you know, people just weren't as, you know, talented as I had expected. And And then when I started talking to you, I was like, he could. And I was like, and then I wasn't intimidated or anything, but I was like, man, I can't focus. Because sometimes you would have this look. You know, if you remember your character, which you probably do, your character was perplexed and trying to understand, I think, one of the deans and her behavior.
Right.
So you would always have this look on your face like, I don't understand her. What's up with her? And then I'm like, am I messing up? He frowned up at me. Am I saying the wrong line? So that your looks, so it wasn't just the words you were saying and the way you were saying it. It was also the look you had on your face. You had it all together. Okay, you had it all together. I should have been able to do better because your character should have taken me where I needed to be better. But you know, I was brand new, you know that. I'm seasoned now. It's been a year, right?
Has it been that long already?
I don't know.
It shouldn't have been that long. That was like...
No. It hasn't been a year. It's been 6 months.
It's been probably about 6 months, though. It's been a minute, though. But you did great, though.
I did okay. I don't know. I felt so bad.
I thought you were a little nervous.
I was.
But it was good. You pulled it out. And
it was fun. So,
I had a great time.
I think everybody did. Do we know what's happened with that film? Where are we with that film?
Well, I know Leno is still he's shopping it right now. He's got a few producers looking at it, and I really can't say too much else about that because that's there's a classified information. But let's just say some people are looking at it, and I've been hearing good things from the creator, director, well, the creator and producer, Mr. Leno Bradby, my big little brother.
Okay.
And yeah, it's I've been hearing good things, so expect
now,
some
I know you
expect
can't.
Great things from Fresh Territory soon.
I do too. I think it was a really good show. Now, for our listeners who were not on set with us, can you just briefly give us like maybe three sentences about what the show is about, or can you or can you not?
Well, yeah, I'll give you a quick synopsis. Basically it's a coming of age story with these young kids who are freshmen in college, and it's going through their transition from children to adulthood, and it's telling them, you know, as they venture through their first year in school and all the trials and tribulations that they go through.
Now,
so think of it kind of as like a new age version of A Different World.
That's what I was just going to ask you.
Yeah,
I would compare it to that show. And
definitely.
You know what's funny is that before that show came about, before Fresh Territory came about, I was thinking that somebody needed to do a show like that because we haven't had anything like that. You know, for people of color. We haven't had anything like that in over 20 years.
Yeah.
So I was thinking it was time for that. And then all of a sudden, boom, this opportunity came about. I'm like, oh, I'd be perfect for the dean.
And you were.
Well, okay, that's your word. I'm just hoping that if it does, no, let me take this back. I'm hoping that when it does get picked up, that they say, oh, you know what? That Dean is spectacular. We want to use the same woman who played Dean to come on the show.
Hey, if you speak
that would be fantastic. Hey, at least I looked the part, okay?
You did.
I may not act the part, but I did look the part. And you are
I think you did a great job.
Well, thank you so much. You would say that behind closed door, you'd probably say, no, Ruby, you got to work on this, you got to work on that, you got to work on that. But see, since you're on my show, you got to act like I'm so good, but it's okay. It's all right.
Hey, what they say, perception is reality.
Yeah. Well, I perceived that I was fantastic, so that's my reality.
There you go.
All right. So you do some other acting on, you do like, I wouldn't call it cameo appearances, but you're on the Haves and Have Nots.
I was on there season 2, and a lot of those are just like guest starring roles or guest star roles. Real
Let's
small,
take them one at a time.
You know?
Let's take them one at a time. The Haves Have Nots. What did you do on there?
And there, I think that was season 2, I believe. I was a process server. And I basically just delivered Hannah some bad news about her son. And Hannah's star of the show, Crystal Fox, who I love. She's amazing. And that scene was incredible to shoot. It was so fun to be on set with those guys.
Okay. Yeah, I know a little bit about process servers. I have my own personal process server. And as a matter of fact, he actually got shot. You know, that's a dangerous job.
Yeah,
a process server. You are literally the bearer of bad news.
Of terrible news, exactly. And that's what was the scene that, you know, when I delivered the news to Hannah, it was just like she broke down and Crystal Fox just had us all in there just getting ready to shed tears. Because she's just so great at, you know, the emotions that she conveys on that screen. It's just amazing. So it was a real powerful scene. I was glad to be a part of it.
Oh, great, fantastic. Now, what about there's a TV One had a Mickey Howard story. You were in that. What did you do in there?
Yes. I played Andre Cleveland, who was Mickey Howard's first producer. He helped her put her first album together before she was signed to Atlantic. So, yeah. So we basically went in there, myself and Christian Robinson was in the scene with me. And Tiana Taylor, of course, who played Mickey. And she was incredible in that role as well. So kind of been, I've been blessed to share the small screen, so to speak, with two very, very talented women. And Tiana's definitely poised to take over in Hollywood.
All right. That's great. So, and then also, what about you're playing in the episode? Oh, you will be playing in the episode of ID Channel's Homicide Hunter?
Yeah, actually, I booked that a few months ago. And it usually takes about, depending on when you film, it could take anywhere from 6 months to a year for that episode to air. So I'm the lead in an episode that starts, I believe it airs Wednesday. I know it airs, the season premiere is tomorrow. And then I'm in episode 6, which I think premieres on September 28th.
Does it, you say 6 months to it? Did you say 6 months to a year?
Yeah, but all filming is, most filming, they shoot seasons, you know, while the other show is on. So, you know, some stuff that you shoot, that we shoot right now, won't air until, you know, anywhere from 6 months to a year. Just depends on when the, you know, when the season gets picked up.
I guess that's why. So is that why you got to be very, very careful about what you say?
Yes, because you have to, you sign all these, you know, non-disclosure agreements and things like that. So especially like if you're on a show like Homicide Hunter, of course, that show deals with a lot of, you know, people getting killed, homicide. So you don't want to go out and spoil who's getting killed or who's doing the killing. And the same thing is like big shows, major shows like Walking Dead or something like that. I mean, you'll sign an NDA on that and you have to literally keep your mouth shut for an entire year because you don't know what's going to happen.
I don't think I would make it with that show because I couldn't keep my mouth shut for 5 minutes. But you know what? I
right
think
on this,
I'm
right
in the
on
right
this radio
job.
Show.
Yeah. I'm in the right job. And, you know, plus I want to spill the secrets. I want to spill the beans on everything that's going on. So, you know, I'm going to ask the right questions. Now, you also are considered a producer. You do TV and film. Before we get into that, you are a production office coordinator for the haves and have-nots and for better and worse, for better or worse, and also for Love Thy Neighbor. What is a production office coordinator, first of all?
A production office coordinator is basically the head of the department for the production office. And basically, the production office is responsible for getting everything to everybody. So every set, every department, they need to have connections with vendors or they need to get schedules and calendars and things like that. So the production office is basically the hub and the center of the film and TV industry. It doesn't get a lot of love and people don't really know the jobs of the production office or what a coordinator does, but you know, that's my role as a coordinator is to make sure that everybody has everything that they need, whether it's
wardrobe, is that an example?
Well, wardrobe is a department that we would deal with. So when it comes to wardrobe, we would basically be the liaisons for them to get their vendor accounts open. So if they need to shop at stores or if they need to have certain things paid for that they don't have, like if they don't have necessarily a petty cash or a credit card float for them, they would come to us to facilitate those types of moves. If they need to ship things from, you know, LA to Atlanta or vice versa, if they need to schedule fittings with cast members and things like
that. Okay. Well, I think it's rather smart of you to actually be the production office coordinator and then also take some small roles in that so that you can combine what you're doing with, you know, some of the roles so you can actually stay on set. And it's
exactly.
That's an example of the two hats that you're wearing pretty much at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, I was working on. Yeah, I was working as a production coordinator on Love Thy Neighbor at the time, I believe, and I had the role on The Hats and the Have-Nots. So it's kind of, it goes hand in hand, and when you meet the people that are in this industry, your biggest asset is your network and your connections mm-hmm. that you have. You know, as many, you can go on a billion auditions or, you know, you can do as much groundwork as you possibly can, but until you actually meet these people and get cool with them, and not necessarily you don't have to be buddy-buddy going out, hanging out, having drinks, but you just have to build a rapport with them and so that they know that they can, A, that you'll do the job, that you can perform, that you have the talent, and then, B, once they see that, then they'll know, okay, well, this guy's cool. He can be with me on set. I'm cool with being able to see him 12 to 14 hours a day, every day, for the next X amount of months, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So once you build those networks and have that rapport with producers and casting directors and things like that, I think it's an asset for you.
Okay, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back to continue our conversation with Clifford.
Four women share the buck naked truth to the world and free themselves from the burden and the bondage that deep dark secrets that you better not tell nobody creates. She Talk Radio presents The Buck Naked Truth, Sunday, September 4th, 6:30 p.m. Eastern. We tell all. Let's play devil's advocate. The topic, my money ain't your money. Should a man who's in a relationship with a woman benefit from her financial stability? If so, to what degree? The scenario for the week, you're in a relationship and you both want to take the relationship a step further. So you both decide that he will move in with you. You own your house. It's totally paid for. The question is, how much should he pay? Call the hotline with your answer at 803-587-TALK. That's 803-587-TALK. She Talk Radio and Television is giving our young ladies a voice to discuss topics of interest to them. The international search is on. She Talk seeks Girl Talk intern hosts from 11 to 25. For details, email girltalk@shetalkradio.com. We're taking submissions now. Hello. If you've just joined us, you listen to She Talk Radio. Get in on the conversation.
That's right, guys. We are here on She Talk Radio, and we are talking to the famous Clifford L. Johnson. He's telling us about all of the things he's been doing, and it's a lot of things. We were talking about how you were merging some of the work that you were doing as far as a production officer, office coordinator, and also some of the small roles that you had with Tyler Perry's mm-hmm. shows. You also did some other things. Sony's Powers and AMC's Halt and Catch Fire. What about those two roles?
Well, those shows I was working as an assistant production coordinator.
Okay.
Basically just the same types of roles. Instead of actually facilitating the work, I was mainly doing the work. But yeah, those shows, I worked on those last year. I believe Powers, I believe that just came out on PlayStation Network, debuted a few months ago. And then season 3 of Halt and Catch Fire starts definitely not. I know it's pretty much new seasons for everybody in the next few weeks, so this should be coming up soon.
Now, you're also, what you are right now is you're the travel coordinator on BET's Being Mary Jane. Now, please tell me that that means that you can get me a free ticket on Delta Airlines anytime I want one and anywhere I want to go. Is that what it means?
That's not what that means. But you know, if you believe it, then maybe you can achieve it.
It's gonna take a lot of achieving.
Yeah, we got budgets and producers. I don't know if that's gonna happen. If I can't get a free ticket, can't nobody get a free ticket.
I know that's right. Okay. So I had to ask the question. I gotta try. You can't blame a girl for trying. I gotta ask.
I understand. Shoot your shot. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
I got to do what I got to do. But you're also a film. Guys, we're going through all of the different hats that he has been wearing. Some of them, many of them he's wearing at the same time. Some of them he's worn them separately, but he is multi-talented and he does a little bit of everything. So we're going down the line, and right now we're at indie filmmaker. Now,
yes,
the Gram, what is that?
The Gram is a film that I just produced. I also shot it. I was the director of photography, and I edited it as well. There we go. All right. I edited it as well. We just released that on we put that online, so it's on our YouTube page. I produced that along with Tiffany Black, who wrote it and starred in it. She's an amazing actress, an amazing writer. And a great teammate of mine. We put that out. We shot that last year, and it took us almost probably 6 to 8 months to get it completed. It was crazy. Yeah, I mean, when you're doing everything yourself, and when you watch the film, you can see how intricate it is. It's very well put together, and there's a lot of graphics and a lot of visual effects that had to be put to the show or into the film. So it took a while, plus going back and forth with the different cuts and speaking with the director, Ryan Richman, who just recently worked on Chasing Waterfalls on TV1. He's a great director, and so we just put that out, and it's circulating festivals right now, and just trying to see what we can do with it.
Well, I am going to catch that show. What is your YouTube channel?
Well, that can be found on Tiffany's channel or on her page, TiffanySBlack.com.
Okay. All right, guys. Check that out, Tiffany S. Black. And what about, you have two shows that are in pre-production right now, Unhinged and a French film. I didn't know you spoke French.
I do not speak French at all.
So how can you speak a French film?
Well, it's considered a French New Wave film. It's a kind of a classic genre in the filmmaking, kind of revolutionized the filmmaking world with the different cuts, and it's just not conventional. So when you see it, it may look a little weird at first with the cuts and jump cuts and things like that, but it's extremely creative. And there will be some French spoken in the movie, but I can't really give that away because that's part of the niche of the film. But I'm producing that with director Dr. Teeth. He's out of Houston. And he's a music video director, his acclaim to fame, and he's making a transition over to shooting more films and short films.
Okay, so you're saying he's making a transition. Is he transitioning from being a dentist? You call him
from
Dr.
being a
P.
what?
Oh, a dentist.
Wait, what? No.
But you said.
Yeah, when I first heard. Yeah, that's his moniker.
If
John
he's
Dr.
wearing
Keith
multiple
Tucker.
Hats, also is he wearing? Is he a dentist and a producer, and he's transitioning over to doing more films?
He might be. He might be going to school for dentistry. I would have to ask him about that.
Okay, because I'm just wondering if the name Dr. Teeth. Okay, all right. I was just curious about that. So, will your French film have subtitles?
Some of the parts that are in French will have subtitles. Yes.
Yeah, you know what? I like the film. They usually have a good message and stuff. But you know what distracts me? It's like when you have subtext, I don't know whether to watch the film or read.
You got to be able to multitask.
Oh yeah, I can't do that. I'm sorry.
I watch a lot of foreign films, so I kind of have seasoned and figured it out.
So Clifford,
so
you kind of got to
be able to look at both.
Foreign films, or did you say porn films? Foreign or porn?
I said foreign, but back in my day, I did watch a few porn films as well. Not working
okay.
them, but
oh,
but we did
okay.
watch.
Okay. All right. All right. So, and what about the show Unhinged?
Unhinged is another short that I'm working on. With,
is that yours?
It is technically, I wouldn't say it's mine. It's ours. I am in a filmmaker group on Facebook. Actually, it came about through just talking to people in the Black Filmmakers group. That's on Facebook, and I was trying to find people that are from Atlanta that wanted to get together to put a project together. So I found writers, directors, cinematographers, actors, and we all kind of came together to create this film. And we shot for a few days a couple of months ago, and then the crazy things happen in the film and industry. The film industry, when you have a budget and then you kind of run out of money.
Oh,
so you got to,
okay.
you know, rob Peter to pay Paul and put some things on hiatus and on hold. So it's on hold for right now. And we'll probably get back started in the fall. And then, you know, once we have a little nest egg and, you know, indie filmmaking is a guerrilla style. So you want to be able to feed your people and pay them what you can. So
Yeah, I can imagine. Now,
you know,
you have something else. I think you're the Voices of Atlanta. Is that something that you did for someone?
Voices of Atlanta is a project that I'm shooting for Summer Robinson. She works out of the Atlanta Mayor Film and Entertainment Office.
Mm-hmm.
And we're shooting and editing that right now. It's almost complete. And I'm not sure exactly where she's going to release it yet, but that's the project that we're working on for her. And then hopefully once it's complete, we'll also screen it at my event, the Screening Room ATL, which we have in the Grill Village.
Yeah, that was what I was going to next. Seemed like I saw something there called Voices of Atlanta. Do you guys have like a sample or a portion of that out there and available?
I think we just have a clip, but it's nothing big. It's just something that we put up on social media while we were shooting. It was just a small behind the scenes glimpse, but there was nothing too in depth on it.
We'll
start releasing
once
we get it.
The little bit that I did see. I like it. It's supposed to be something that's supposed to let people know what Atlanta's about and entice them to come visit.
Yes. Yes. So
okay.
It gives
it's working.
Us a
It's working.
Well, thank you.
I'm in Atlanta and I was enticed to come visit Atlanta.
You gotta go up north and come back for a minute.
Okay. Talking about the mini hats that you have. You've also done a music video.
Yes. Well, I just shot a music video for a friend of mine in Detroit. close friend of mine's name is Name Tag, and he's got a video out called Down that I shot and edited recently. And then I also have music videos from my former hip-hop group. Well, I wouldn't say former, but we haven't done music together in a while. But my current hip-hop group that's on hiatus right now, Street Justice, we have. Yeah, well, they're back in Detroit, so whenever we
okay,
can make
a comeback. Okay, if they decide to make a comeback, if they decide to make a comeback, won't you guys give me a call? We have an indie artist spotlight, okay?
I got you.
And we can reintroduce them to the world with a 15 minutes of fame on the spotlight. And then if everything goes well, then we can do an indie artist showcase. If they have an EP, they want to reintroduce themselves to the world, bring it all back, show them what they're about, what their team is about, who they're working with, and all the pieces of the puzzle to let people know what kind of artists they are. We can do that on the showcase. It's like
That's
a
perfect.
Documentary. It's like a documentary, so we'll let them. It's 2 hours.
Okay.
All right.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Gotta get my bars back.
Bring them back. They need to make a comeback. Okay? And She Talk Radio is the way to make that comeback. All right? You probably don't know this, but we do have a Grammy-nominated producer working on our team. And this year he has 3 songs that's been nominated for Grammy. So he's the one that's out there helping us doing our the audio and some of the production work. And then he's brought some of his music to the show. And he's about to win something. And I'm going
to
be his date.
We need to plug up.
Look, I'm going to be his date at the Grammy. Now, that's what I told him. So I'm hoping I'm sure he's going to keep his word. But anyway, it's an excellent way for them to make a comeback, because that's how he made, it wasn't a comeback. He was already out there, okay? It's just that his new music was introduced to She Talk Radio.
Okay.
So it is an avenue. It is an avenue. So I've done my pitch for today. Now,
well,
you
I
invited
definitely,
me to this.
Definitely keep it
huh?
in mind.
Yeah, please.
I would definitely...
Please. Keep it in mind. You invited me to the screening room. Can you tell me a little bit about the screening room, ATL? Is that something for indie filmmakers?
It is.
They do their...
So,
okay.
Every week, myself, Christopher, and Christopher Allison and Khalid McGaston, we are the hosts of Screening Room ATL. It's every Wednesday at 8 o'clock at Negril Village on 30 North Avenue. And so we submit films from all over we want to keep it in the Atlanta area so that indie filmmakers get a chance to have their projects shown on a big screen with great sound and a nice crowd, and get feedback from other artists, directors, and creative minds to help, critique their work and to grow and to network. And we have a great mixer and everything together. We chill and drink and have food, and it's just an amazing time. It's not free food. However, if you are one of the chosen artists that are one of the submissions, if your submissions are chosen for that day, you do get a small tab at the bar, and we will feed you and give you some drinks. So,
well, okay.
It's a great time.
Now, so what do you have to do? You submit your work, and then they choose from like what, 5?
Yeah, we usually do like 4 or 5 films a week, depending on how long the projects are. We may do like 1 feature a month. This is going on our 5th week right now, so tomorrow. So we have a few films being featured tomorrow, and then I have another short that I shot a few months ago that we're going to showcase in a few weeks.
And what time is this the screen? It's on Wednesdays at what time?
It's every Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. And we usually start showing the films around 9:30. And that usually takes about maybe, depending on how many we have, anywhere from 30 minutes to possibly an hour. And then the last hour is just a network mixer, listening to good music and introducing yourselves to, you know, the creative minds that are in the Atlanta area.
Okay, if I show up there next Wednesday, can I interview them? A few of the finalists? Yeah, and I also like to bring our Girl Talk segment. These are the younger ladies who are interns. Mm-hmm. We're teaching them how to interview and, you know, speak to people and to get down to the root cause of issues out there in the field. Can we bring, is there an age limit as far as, you know, how old they can be to show up?
You know what? I have to get back to you on that one because I know for the most part, it's, of course, it's a bar in there, but it's also a restaurant. So I believe that it's okay, but
it shouldn't
don't
be okay.
Confirm.
Well, I was asking
don't
because we go down to as young as 11 years old, but right now our youngest one is 20.
Okay, well, I know
we
had an actor in there that was in one of the films. I believe he was 14 at the time. So I think it's okay.
We should be okay. So can we come next week and maybe view the films, do a review of them, and interview a few of the actors and the directors? Would that be okay?
That would be perfect.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to take our last commercial break, and then we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty, and I'm going to really get the information that I want to get out of you, okay?
All right.
Be right back.
Are you looking for a wholesome cultural event for the whole family on a Friday night? Then you need to check out the Spoken Word Experience at Kingdom Cafe. Located at 2610 Jefferson Street. This event is every fourth Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's an open mic event. No cover charge. Just patronize the restaurant. We need spoken word artists, singers, and even comedians. The next event is Friday, August the 26th. For more information, you can reach out to Taomi Ray at www.facebook.com/Taomi3000. Again, that's www.facebook.com/Taomi3000. Do you know a young person between the ages of 8 and 27 doing great things in the community? Do you think they deserve an award? Why not nominate them for the National Youth Activist Award? Get connected with a community-based organization that has hosted several positive community events across the nation, such as Man Up Against Bullying and Beauty Behind Bars. The annual Youth Activist Awards will be held on Friday, March 27th, 2017, at the Omni Hotel in Nashville, Tennessee. For more information, reach out to the founder, Tiffany Love Harden, at www.manupagainstbullying.org. Again, that's www.manupagainstbullying.org.
Hello. If you've just joined us, you listen to She Talk Radio. Get in on the conversation.
That's right, guys. You're talking to Clifford L. Johnson in the Lady Tuesday of She Talk Radio. And we're about to get down to the good stuff. Not everything else is good, but this is the goody good stuff. Now, okay, here's the question. Now, I know you've been living here in Atlanta for approximately 4 years now. And I know you've been talking to some of the women and talking about what's going on. You know, a lot of women out here are complaining about the men out here in Atlanta. Now, one of the complaints that, you know, I can vouch for this myself and I've talked to other women is that because this is like an entertainment mecca, everybody's a producer, everybody's an actor. You know, everybody's called themselves these things, but not all of them are these things.
Mm-hmm.
We call them pretenders. As a man, who really is a producer, who really is an actor, who really has done all the things that you have done in the area of entertainment. How do we as women identify these men who are pretending to be in the entertainment field? What things should we look for?
Well, the first thing you can do is look them up online. Google will tell you pretty much everything you want to know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you check IMDb, the Internet
mm-hmm.
Movie Database. If they don't got no credits on there, then they not legit.
Mm. You know, I was at this restaurant, and they had this event going on. This guy said to me, he sat next to me and was trying to talk to me and everything. And I just, you know, was casual. I was nice, you know, and everything. But I guess I did not react to him the way he expected me to. And he looked at me and said, "Don't
mm-hmm.
you know who I am?" I'm like, "Am I supposed to know who you are?"
Wow.
He was in a Tyler Perry movie. I'm still looking for that man in a Tyler Perry movie, and it's been a year. And I've been watching this movie over and over again. I still haven't seen him in this movie yet.
Yeah, you're gonna have to check some resumes and reels for all that.
Oh,
they can't
yeah.
show you no
oh,
clips
yeah.
when they don't exist.
It doesn't exist. You know, he's gonna say Tyler Perry. But anyway, next question. Have you found that, you know, a lot of times when men or anybody for that matter talk about going to school to further their education, or
mm-hmm.
they're talking about, you know, doing something that other than the entertainment business, it seems like people want to assist them, want to help them. But when you're talking about entertainment, people to some degree don't take you seriously. Have you noticed that?
Definitely. And I think it's those people that just don't understand the nature of the business. You don't have to have a college degree to work in film and television. You just
right.
have to have a creative mind, and you have to be smart.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you don't even have to be smart. You just gotta, sometimes you gotta know how to hold stuff and pick up things. So it just depends on what field you're looking to go in. But you know, there's no, you can go to school for film and television and get a degree in the arts and all that, but it doesn't really matter unless you're actually creating. So
okay.
you can have as many degrees as you want. Let's say, yeah, I went to film school. Well, how many films have you made? If you haven't made any, then who cares?
Right. Okay. We're talking about on the job experience. It has a lot of value
yeah.
as opposed to someone who's sitting up in there reading books and learning about how other people have done it, as opposed to actually going out there doing it, making the mistakes, correcting those mistakes, learning from those mistakes, and moving on.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the process, they got a portfolio that they can actually show to somebody, something concrete in
exactly.
their hand.
Exactly.
As opposed
exactly.
to somebody operating totally on theory.
Exactly. And that's the thing about film and television. It's great to have the knowledge and the history of film and television. But if
yeah.
you read books, you can get all that, you know, if you,
mm-hmm.
if you read a filmmaking book or read an acting book, you can learn all about the history. You don't need a degree in history to know about history. You just
exactly.
have to read. The information is out there.
Mm-hmm. Pay all that money. Yeah. Read the information that's already out there and readily available to all of us. You know, that is
mm-hmm.
pretty much the approach that I'm taking with our interns in Girl Talk. I think
mm-hmm.
there's so much value in on-the-job training. You know, it's something
yep.
they can put their hands on. They can actually learn and see themselves on film, see the mistakes that they make, and correct them immediately. You know,
mm-hmm.
so that's what we're doing with
Girl Talk.
And
some people, I wouldn't want to discourage anyone from going to school, because some people are conditioned to that's the way that they learn. And if that's the way that you learn best, then by all means. However, from my point of view, I went to a 4-year university and I dropped because I was like, this isn't going to get me where I want to go, because it's no point in it.
Right.
You know, I learn better by doing. I don't mm-hmm. learn by, you know, somebody writing on a board or taking a test in a class. You put me in the game and I'll produce. And that's, you know, that's just how I work.
When it comes to the entertainment business, I got to give that to you. That is one mm-hmm. of the areas that you really have to do it to fully appreciate what's involved. The last thing mm-hmm. you want to do is go to college, spend a whole bunch of money on something, and find out you really don't like it. So I recommend
right.
anybody, if you're going to go to college to do something like this, at least try and go out and do it before you spend all the money and find out you really don't like it.
Right. And I think if I had the choice, because I have been contemplating going back to school to finish my degree, just merely off the purposes of saying that I have a degree.
And that
you
you're
know what
so
mean?
Close.
And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I could, you know, go back and just get my bachelor's if, you know, if I want to. But at this point, I've been working in film and television for the last 4 years, and nobody's asked to see my diploma or my degree yet. So
now, you know, there are some people who give a lot of credence to those who got that piece of paper that says that they are authorized, they're educated, and they're able
right.
to do this. But
right.
I mean,
and
if you can hand to them. But, I mean, what would they choose, that piece of paper to say I can do it or that film that says I have done it?
Exactly, and that's where I've learned. And it took me a while to figure that out. But once I did and just start doing, that's what counts more. When you can have a product, you can put it in somebody's hand, they can touch it, they can see it, they can feel it, then
mm-hmm.
it's real. You know, if you just have a piece of paper on the wall, that don't mean anything until you can actually prove that you can do the work.
Right, right.
You know,
and you know, we have so many good examples out there to learn from. I know one of my favorite films is The Color Purple. One of the
mm-hmm.
things that I like most about The Color Purple that really stood out for me is the transition from one scene to the other. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That technique they used? It's been a while.
I love The Color Purple. Yeah, I haven't watched the film in a while, but I actually just saw the musical last year.
Okay.
And it was incredible. But the crazy thing is I just talked to Ms. Shira Gabriel yesterday, and my heart was just skipping beats all day. It was so awesome.
Okay, now we got to keep it moving now. We got about seven mm-hmm. more minutes left in the show, and I got to get to my prime question. Okay.
All right.
Did the casting couch ever exist, and does it exist today?
The casting couch definitely existed, and it definitely exists now.
Wow.
It just depends. Yeah, I mean, there's been... Any and that the casting couch is one of many you know, crazy things about this industry and pretty much any industry in the world. I mean, the casting couch is a metaphor for just using your power to get what you want. And so that can be booking a role, and that can be getting a promotion at the bank. You know, the casting couches exist everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely something that I haven't experienced personally here, but I have heard some stories, and I'll just keep those stories to myself.
Oh, you're going to keep the stories to yourself? That's not
yeah,
fair.
You know, you can't be out there putting that information out in the world.
No, you
know.
Can. I know you can, but you can't even tell us. Look, you can't tell us and then just leave the names out to protect the guilty party?
Because
they're going to know
who
you're talking about,
right? It'll get a little crazy.
Yeah,
and
that's a lot
keep,
of
keep
of
those
bartering
to myself.
You're going to keep it to yourself. You know, there's still a lot of bartering that's going on, and some of them are healthy and safe and they're fair and there's not a moral issue involved, but then some of them mm-hmm. do include sexual favors.
Yeah.
Now,
and
let me tell you,
unfortunate.
I was approached.
Mm.
I could be a star right now.
mm-hmm.
I was approached, but I had to turn down that. I wouldn't call it an opportunity. I will call it a proposal, but I would not.
Yeah, and that's and if they're tactful about their approach, then for the most part, it will seem like a proposal. Like, oh, that's
yeah.
a good idea. Like, do you want to
yeah,
go? Well, you know, just go have a drink, you know, and da 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 da. And then once you get to talking, it's like, so is this what you want to do? You want to get into this industry? Okay, well, what are you willing to do for it?
Hey, Clifford, can you imagine how easy it would be if the guy is actually cute and you're actually attracted to them and they got
true.
Power, authority?
This is you know what? I have mixed feelings about that because
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, right, if – now, I'm not – let me put a disclaimer out there. I'm not condoning this at all. However
– okay.
If you would normally give it away for free, that's all I'm saying.
I know what you're saying, and that was the dilemma that I was facing. But I asked myself, what if I do this and then I don't get what I was trying to get? Would I be upset? That's the question I asked myself. Because, you know, things ain't going to be in writing. You know that. That's not going to be in writing.
Right, yeah, you can't put that in writing.
They're not going to do that. So my thing is, you give up the cookie, and then you're not getting what you thought you was going to get. Are you going to be upset? My thing is, if you're going to be upset that you didn't get what you was going to get, that you thought you was going to get, don't do it. But if you really like this person.
Here.
If you really like this person, and in your mind, You have sometimes they can, it's a proposal, but they don't come out and say, look, you give me this and I'll give you that. It's just
right.
that, you know what, you know, I got some authority here. You know what, you know, we can hang together and, you know, I could probably make some things happen. You know, that's the way they
right.
say it. But see, if you
yeah,
really
you,
like
you'll
the person,
get that.
Yeah, I get it all the time. I get
mm-hmm.
that statement all the time. I have never accepted those proposals because in my mind, I ask myself, am I going to be upset if I don't get what they're saying they're going to give me? And if I say I'm going to be upset, then I'm like, I'm not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because
no,
I'm realizing
understand.
It ain't about them. It's about me. So it's like, I'm the one that got to live with myself. They don't have to live with me.
Right.
Okay?
Right. And it's all in how you, you know, how you built, what your moral fiber is like, your integrity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it just depends on the situation. You know, if you're kicking it with somebody and they cool, you know, I haven't promised you nothing, you ain't promised me nothing, and things happen, they happen, you know. Human
exactly.
beings are human beings. And if you just happen to know somebody that, you
that
know.
That know somebody.
That know somebody, you know, hey, introduce me, you know. Who knows?
Exactly.
So,
yeah, but I would leave.
I'm not condoning it, but, you know. Things happen.
I would leave the sexual favors out of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
I would basically do what I do, and that's it.
Yeah.
I would not look at it as sexual favors. It's not about the moral issues or anything. It's just it's about disappointment at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So what advice would you give someone like me who, you know what kind of actor I am. I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if they cut and give me like five different chances, one of those five chances, I'm going to get it right. So I'm not the best actor. But for someone like me who gets a lot of, I ain't going to say opportunities, proposals, what should I just get out of the game or just?
I mean, no, I wouldn't get out of the game. I mean, just continue to do what you do and continue to grow as an actor. I mean, you having this platform here is growth. You know, take classes, take workshops, and just continue to you know, build on your craft, continue to build your talent and to grow it, and eventually, you know, talent will outweigh anything. But, you know, if you're looking for a quick fix, that's up to you and your guy.
Well, if the guy looking for a quick fix, that's what it is. He's looking for a quick fix. So, you know what? I turned all those opportunities or proposals down because I couldn't live with myself. So, Clifford, how do we all get a hold of you to be able to make sure we show up at your events? We show up at any screenings that you have. When you are, what's the name of that that award that people get from the best film and all that? When you get that
Oscar,
you get your Oscar. When you get your Oscar,
my Oscar and my Golden Globe, my SAG Award,
and all of those, all of the ABC.
Well,
all
right
the
now, all of my pretty much everything that I do, you can find on my social media pages, Facebook, my personal page, as well as my business page, which is just Clifford L. Johnson. I think I'm about maxed out on friends on the personal side, so you can follow me, follow my actor's page on Facebook, as well as following me on Instagram at Clifford E. L. And Clifford _ELLE on Twitter. I don't tweet as much as I used to, probably mostly on Instagram and Facebook. But visit my website. It's Stay Red, StayReDd.
Okay. Well, Clifford, we're going to take you up on your offer, or your offer to attend the screen room of ATL next week. We will
be
there.
That'd be wonderful.
And I'm asking all of the listeners out there to join me there. I am not promising to buy anybody a drink because I ain't got no film. I don't have no bar tab or anything. So I'm not giving away no free drinks. But you know what? You guys can join us there and take a look at some of the fantastic, talented people in the ATL. And take a look at their movies and find out what's going on with them. And have a good time and network.
Oh, yeah. It's a great time. We enjoy ourselves every week.
So, Clifford, thank you so much for joining us. And we will invite you back. I've had a tremendous amount of time. And look, don't let this 6 months go by before we talk again, okay?
I got you. You know,
okay.
We Johnson, so we got to
stick together. Family. Well, we're not really family, guys. We just happen to have the same last name. And we're both extremely talented and
yes,
humble.
Yes, we are.
And
yes,
humble. Okay. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you. We'll see you next week.
All right.
This is Ruby Johnson, the Lady Tuesday of Real Talk. I'd like to thank my guests and you, the listeners. We have just completed another spectacular episode of She Talk, the radio show making a difference in communication. So get in on the conversation.